Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado. And I'm coming to you tonight with a great deal of sadness because Virginia Tech and the students and the student body, those affected by this massive onslaught of violence by one human being, very troubled, obviously, and the teachers and the parents that are mourning this evening, that have been mourning since this occurrence, and the sadness. It has affected me once again, and I'm going to ask for you all to take some time out to think and send prayers to those families, to that school, and not only to the school, but the parents of the young man, Choi, I guess his name was, the South Korean who killed all these people. Because this is a great human disaster, a setback in the march of time for the human race. And I'm sad because I've seen too much death in my lifetime in my 60 years. Vietnam War took my college roommate's life, and a lot of the guys on my floor, as I was a resident assistant RA at Michigan State University, also at Grand Valley State U when I did my postgraduate work. And so I have a great deal of sadness because there are some pretty nasty random acts of violence going on in this country that continue on a daily basis. And here in Colorado, of course, we had Columbine just a couple of years ago. And it seems like only yesterday, but it's been 5 or 6 years now. And we also have other acts of violence. And I wrote a piece that I'm going to share with you. And it is an appreciation for what may be happening to our society, to our culture. It's called Virginia Tech, Why Is Anyone Surprised? And so if you have the time tonight and you want to share your thoughts, I'd like to hear them. And you know the phone number. It's 1-800-313-9443, and we'll repeat it throughout the hour. And I'm really going to digress away from population and immigration, not totally, but I'm going to maybe give you a few ideas on what I think is happening to the American way of life. Because I've been an observer for 60 years, and when I was a kid out of the 40s and into the 50s, we just never had anything like this. We didn't have the kind of violence. We had just gotten through the World War II, and we were just happy to have our dads home. We were happy to have our moms, and moms stayed at home, and they were there when we got back from school every day, and dad came home from work, and we went and played baseball, basketball, and football. So we're going to talk about that this hour. This is Frosty Wooldridge. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Thanks for joining us this evening. We'll see you on the flip side of this commercial.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michelle, I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The good, the bad, and the ugly. In the last 24 hours across America, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And life seems to be cyclical. I know in 1965, when I went off to college, the Vietnam War was facing me right in the kisser every day. You had to have be at the top of your class or you'd get drafted. My roommate, Phil, was drafted and did get sent to Vietnam and was killed in Vietnam. For those of you who ever see me on TV or in front of the newspapers or the cameras, you'll see a gold ring that Phil gave me just before he left for Vietnam. And he told me, he said, "Hey, Frosty, I want you to wear this peace ring. And if I get back alive, we can go have a beer and sit and talk and laugh about it." Because all you had to do was live through 365 days over there, and then you could come back and be alive. There was no returning to the combat zone. And then if I don't, wear the peace ring and become a man of peace the rest of your life. Well, as you can imagine, since 1968, I have worn this peace ring. I wore it throughout the time I was in the Army, from 68 through 71. I saluted colonels and majors and captains with it. I even stood up and introduced myself to an Army general in the MSD Corps there in Fort Sam Houston, Texas. He wasn't too pleased to see the peace ring. One time, a sergeant major stopped me when we were walking, and I saluted him. He saluted me, and he saw the peace ring, and he said, "Excuse me, Lieutenant." And I said, yes, Sergeant. "Why are you wearing a peace ring?" I said, "Well, sir." I said, "Well, Sergeant, I was a sir. He was a sergeant. What are we fighting for?" And he said, "Well, peace." And I said, "What does this ring signify?" "It signifies peace." "So, Sergeant, I salute you as a man serving and working toward peace, and I am doing the same thing." He shook his head and went on. "Well, I've been wearing the peace ring ever since, in memory of Phil, and in memory of all those 58,000 kids who got killed over there in Vietnam, along with the 350,000 who were wounded horrifically. And I wear the peace ring today also because of the war in Iraq. The 3,300 or so kids that have been killed over there and the 24,000 who have been wounded and amputated and God knows all the horrible things that I remember when I was a Medical Service Corps officer. came back with burn patients and amputations and gutted bodies and hysterically insane and you name it. War is not a pretty thing. It's an ugly thing. It's the ugly of the good, bad, and the ugly. And it's a terrible, terrible thing that's going on in the world right now, not only in Iraq, but in Darfur and in Sudan and so many other places. Just innocent people are killed or jailed, or the inequities of life sometimes are just overwhelming. I don't think Americans realize what a fortunate existence they have here in this country, the ability to pursue happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it is extraordinary. Before I go into the column that I wrote today, in this heartfelt column, I'd like you all to make sure you have your pencils and papers out, because, again, the teacher in me would like to share some knowledge that I have. And if you can, go to patriotunion.org, called Patriot, P-A-T-R-I-O-T, union.org. And right there you'll see Patriot Union of America, and you'll see today's hot topics at the top. It's got clocks. It's got the population, the war dollars, the national debt, and it's got terrorism, immigration, border security, and everything an American should read. And I just talked to the webmaster of that, and he's working to get me into Washington, D.C. here on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th for the truck out. But here's a quote at the top of the patriotunion.org website. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberties, unquote, Thomas Jefferson. You know, many times in my life I've had the honor to stand before Thomas Jefferson in the memorial there in Washington, D.C., as I do each fall when I go to Washington, D.C. for conferences, and I cry. You know, I just cry because I'm thankful for Thomas Jefferson's wisdom. And for the first time in my life, after all these years, I finally got to go to Monticello last fall. And I got to handle the same door handle that he handled. I walked through the same doors to his bedroom, into his study, into his sitting room, into his dining room, and his front room, and his beloved Monticello. And I feel so privileged. And I went down to his grave, and I thanked him. I just personally thanked him and said, to his spirit, thanks for giving us this wondrous opportunity for this great republic. And so, if you can, go to that website, patriotunion.org. Support them, because they're supporting you, and they're making a difference. And you can make a difference also by going there. Along with many of the other websites that I've said over the weeks and the months that we've shared together this each Tuesday and Thursday night. And so with a heavy heart, I want to read this because I think it's an observation of our society in a transition that I think is going to get more complicated if we continue this transition from a cohesive society with a compatible citizenry to one that's very incompatible and uninvested, as you see it happening. And such things as Virginia Tech will occur even more in the future than less. And so I write the story that I read to you. And again, after I read the story, I've already got one or two phone people on the phone line, and we'll go discuss this thing. Please call in at 1-800-313-9443. And realize that I'm a sad dude here in this chair tonight. And I wrote this all day today, Virginia Tech, why is anyone surprised? Root cause, mental disease, early childhood abuse, too many drugs, poor nutrition, or trauma? By Frosty Wooldridge. We have become a nation of violence. Now, that transition does not happen overnight. Conventional wisdom, find and fix the problem. What causes a Virginia Tech brand of violence? Why did Cho Sung-hui, 23, an alien from Korea with a permanent legal green card, do what he did? Murdered 33 young men and women and wounded another 20-plus. Another question, why did Columbine occur where in one short few minutes, 15 people were killed, including the shooters themselves, Klebold and Harris? kids that had a future in front of them, had the American dream, were from a high-class family, drove BMWs to high school. I can't even afford a BMW, and I'm 60 years old and a whole lifetime of working. And these kids had it all. And instead, they came to school and shot the place up. I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget walking and the crosses there, all those 13 crosses of those kids that got killed at Columbine in Denver, Colorado. Were the guns at fault here? Why the senselessness of 9/11? Why did a number of human beings, and there are people out there that think this was an inside job, that maybe this administration had something to do with it, that it's all sorts of skullduggery. I don't know. People chastise me because they say I should tell it was an inside job and Bush knew about it. Well, I don't know because I'm just a citizen. But I do know that 9/11 occurred and somebody did it. And they obviously had a lack of heart, a lack of moral compass, a lack of something, or they were very, very angry if they were from a foreign country and they were Al-Qaeda or they were angry Muslims or whatever they were. But why such a senselessness? And then you come to the carnage of Oklahoma City and Timothy McVeigh and whomever else, his friend, and with fertilizer, gasoline, and a rental truck, blows up a whole bunch of people's lives. And that's the kind of sadness that really takes your breath away in this country. And then why do 16 teenagers commit suicide, Dilly, in the United States? 16 Columbine. Essentially, every day is a Columbine in this country for 16 teenagers who take their lives across the country. And why do they? You know, and I, as a teacher, I run this thing through my head over the years. Why do kids kill themselves? I grew up and I had a fabulous life. I had mom and dad and baseball and sports and my brothers and my sister. And I just had everything to live for and never even thought, never had a... Not an ounce of thought of the taking myself away, taking my life. And yet 16 teenagers kill themselves every day in the United States in the most beautiful, most wondrously positive, giving, and rich country in the world. Why did that Che Vang, the Hmong immigrant in Minnesota a couple years ago, blast 7 people to death with a deer rifle? But what was he thinking? He had the opportunity to be a citizen in one of the greatest countries in the world with unlimited opportunity compared to what he had in Thailand and Southeast Asia where he came from, living in horribly third-world country situations. And instead, he chose to pull the trigger on 8 Minnesotans over he was on private property, and he blasted them into smithereens, and now he's serving 7 life sentences in jail. And then, again, why all the killing in Iraq? We've killed 655,000 Iraqis, and we've maimed and killed more. And yet, no one in this country is more interested than maybe tonight's news, and no one in this country stands up to say, hey, enough is enough. It makes me wonder why we don't have a Department of Peace right along with the Department of Defense. Because in this case, we are the aggressors. We're the ones that went over there and attacked a sovereign nation. I mean, anybody can sit there and say, well, yeah, we had a reason to. The fact is we didn't have a reason, and we have killed 655,000 people. My sadness is profound. We'll go through the rest of this piece. On the flip side of this commercial, thanks for joining Connecting the Dots.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to a somber radio host this evening as we pick through the remains of the emotions of the men and women and the young students and the parents right now that are grieving in Virginia Tech and all those affected by this massive murder. It just takes my breath away. It makes my head hurt. And those phone calls, just hold those off for a little second before I get through with this essay that I've written. And so I question, you know, Che Vang and the 16 teenagers that commit suicide daily and the carnage at Oklahoma City and Timothy McVeigh and the senselessness of 9/11 and Columbine, and it goes on. Is there a common connection, a root cause? Short answer from my perspective is violence thrives in America. We play Russian roulette with our children. We are blatantly setting a horrible cultural example. We have forgotten how appropriate parenting works. Learning the tools are everywhere. If you walk into a video arcade across America, which games will you see being played by the kids? I can tell you, I've done it. The most violent, where the player becomes the murderer shooter. Which movies garner the greatest audiences? Of course, the most violent. How much gratuitous violence in The Departed, with, of course, the Jack Nicholson and Leonardo DiCaprio, or Black Hawk Down, can a human mind take? I mean, the bloody bodies. I mean, I think it was the, the great Sam Peckinpah started showing the bullets ripping through people's bodies back when he did The Wild Bunch back in the 60s. People thought that was great. And now you can see it's so violent, so graphic, it's just sickening, but it's so real. People seem to be drawn to it. Look for future movies to become even more violent. Please allow me to repeat myself. Who's buying all this? Denial 101, is it possible that the answer to that question is painful? It's that it's you, that it's us, or it can't be me, so who is it? I see that the very soul of America at this point is moving toward a profound cultural corruption. In a nation that believes in instant gratification, any time we are squeezed in illusion and or in fact, we frantically grasp for instant solutions. Meanwhile, the body of evidence is available for all to see. Examples abound. I ask you these questions. Which country in the last 4 years killed 655,000 Iraqi citizens, according to the Johns Hopkins report on the Iraq War? You guessed it, the United States. Which nation has learned to practice imperialism with a straight face? You guessed it, the United States. We have 460,000 troops in 144 countries around the world. Is there any other country that manifests such imperialism? Of course there isn't. And all for what? According to experts such as Dr. Janet Wotates and the Enneagram expert Eli Jackson Bear, the U.S. behaves as an addict victim. How the heck did that kind of behavior manifest here? Well, here's a hint. How about the lie of WMD? Does anybody know what that lie is? I call it willful mass deception by President George W. Bush. Because it is a lie. It is a deception. Someone made that lie happen. This president supported the lie and attacked Iraq and has gotten us into the maelstrom, the whirlwind of consequences on the global scale that is going to reverberate down through time. Now brace yourself. Each and every U.S. president has advocated imperialism, and most have acted out that horrible approach. If you look back at the wars that this country's been in since 1946, we provoked Korea. We jumped into the middle of Vietnam. We went over and crushed Saddam Hussein in Kuwait. And we, the United States, created a war in Iraq. Because George W. Bush is the president today, let's focus upon him to make the overall point. How long will Bush keep killing people? I can tell you this, for as long as the U.S. public keeps munching dinner in front of the news without taking action to do the diligent study required to stay abreast of what your politicians are doing every single day. You see, we as a nation and we as a republic and we as a people have not kept tabs on the Senate or the House and certainly not on our presidents, and they go off and do insane acts of violence with no provocation and with no right to get into other people's business. And the symptoms are obvious, yet we deny them. We love the word accident because nobody is responsible. Get it? What country allows 22,000 deaths via ugly traffic crashes by drunken drivers year in and year out with little to no meaningful action to stop it? Guess what? You're correct again. The good old U.S. of A. 22,000 people die because we won't take the action that it takes to stop drunk drivers in cars. We give them a DUI, we get them back on the road. We give them a DUI, they get back in their car. We give them a DUI and fine them, they get back on the road, and they kill 22,000 Americans every year. This has been going on for several decades, quite a few decades. It just keeps escalating. And yet no one has the guts, the gumption, the fortitude, or just the sense of moral responsibility to take the cars away from them. Put these people in jail. Do something that stops their behavior in this killing spree. And yet they don't. Meanwhile, we gather together to bemoan and grieve the accidents. They aren't accidents. As you can see, I'm quite frustrated, but we're going to finish this essay in the next few minutes, and we'll be right back after this short commercial break. Frosty Wooldridge, Connecting the Dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and we're back here with this very somber hour, sharing this essay, Virginia Tech. Why is anyone surprised? You know, this week I talked on the radio, on the telephone with Aaron Rousseau, the director, of course, I think it was Rose, The Rose with Bette Midler and James Caan, which was a great movie I've seen twice now. He also has done From Freedom to Fascism. If any of you have a chance to see that extraordinary CD movie, I highly recommend it. And Aaron Rousseau told me over the phone this week, how important all of us working toward getting this country back is so touching, and I was so touched to have a chance to meet him on the phone, and it was quite dear to me. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what your race, creed, or color is. I don't care where you're north, south, east, or west in this country. We face the greatest crisis this country has seen since the Civil War. And I think it'll come a little more clear as we see here right now what I'm talking about. Now, what about warfare and tools to wage war? I ask, what country manufactures and sells the most deadly arms around the world by the hundreds of billions of dollars annually during war years? Of course, again, it's the United States. What country spins faster and faster on technological wheels of speed beyond the physical, human physical and spiritual capacity? What nation rushes toward everything and everywhere all the time, day in and day out? Which citizens in the world population which citizens in the world pop the most pills and take the most tranquilizers to calm down and go to sleep, which country possesses the most shrinks, life coaches, and Valium prescriptions. Take a look at America. Ritalin to calm children? Give me a break. Read about the Feingold diet and prevent those behaviors. Which nation has the highest percentage of children now in trouble? Are we addicted? What country annually forces incompatible cultures and people down its own throat as if nothing consequential will occur? What is the third fastest growing country in the world via immigration? Which country suffers the most deaths to its citizens caused by legal and illegal immigrants? Of course, the short answer is the United States. Who was the Virginia Tech killer? An obviously disgruntled legal alien lost in an urban wilderness far from his own nation of Korea, out of his culture, out of his balance, and totally out of his mind. Soon we will learn of his childhood and discover what made him tick. I bring you to the laissez-faire liberalism and socialism that are fatally flawed. The socialist approach to life stands fatally flawed in the mirror of reality, as is the multiculturalism and unrelenting mass immigration. Our insanity lies in our inability to understand that we cannot expand our nation out of its cultural norms without a cohesive glue of purpose, investment, and loyalty to one's country. Any kind of anger may surface for expression. And as I've said, runaway increases in population are dangerous. This author can hear the voices of critics already. Gee, I don't believe it. Name some of our addictions. I dare you. Conventional wisdom, rage, money, relationships, pills, sex, food, chocolate, sugar, caffeine, endorphins, exercise, fast cars, fast women, abusive relationships, obsessions, controlling others, know-it-all, manipulation, abusing children, multiculturalism, and illegal aliens. Stop! Those are not addictive substances, practices, are they? The United States was not long ago a nation steeped in law and order. What happened? It started small. As an example, we decided that certain laws properly enacted can be broken. Which ones? Feeding laws, tax laws, zoning laws, petty theft, truth laws, lies are okay, bigotry and bias, physical abuse, corporal punishment, and so forth. Yeah, but what did they do with those things? Well, Pogo, Walt Kelly, told us during the Vietnam conflict, we have met the enemy and he is us. If anything, Pogo is brilliant. He predicted what is happening today. Pollution starts in the hearts and the minds of your countrymen. A law-breaking attitude, anarchy, is the worst of pollution. Speeding is law-breaking. Reckless and blatant population growth is law-breaking pollution. Open borders and multiculturalism are ticking time bombs. Everything has its season. All things in moderation. The days of rampant multiculturalism are ripe with foolish impacts, and this is not about bias and bigotry. Rather, it is about common sense. Now is the time to return to practices and processes proven to work well in the United States. We must use the common language, English, so that all people will be able to interact with each other. We must not exceed the gentle assimilation rate. 1% population growth per year is the maximum upper limit. Until we restore the highest ethics and integrity and put an end to anarchy in episodes such as the VTech massacre, we must place a moratorium on all immigration. We must take control of our international borders totally and completely. We must not take the guns from the hands of solid, stable citizens. In times of crisis, these folks become our heroes. While dancing and singing Kumbaya seemed useful in the 1970s, where the rubber meets the road today is simple. Hard work, ethical behavior, high integrity, respect for authority, nutritious diet, and massive treatment of mental health. Raising children is hard work, as is setting the appropriate example for those children. As with our grandparents before us, we must return to total dedication and respect to and for our children of our nation. Number one, each time we ignore and discount a child, we plant the seed of violence. Number two, each time we exploit a child, we plant the seed of violence. Number three, each time we misbehave personally and the child sees us, we plant a seed of violent crime. Number four, each time we tolerate serious misbehavior by a child, we plant the seed of violence crime. Number six, Each time we lie, by commission or omission, we plant the seed of violence. Number seven, each time we teach a child to lie, especially those so-called white lies, we plant a seed of crime. And the last, each time we allow children to fight needlessly or scream and yell, we plant a seed of violence. Now, the list seems long and may even seem silly to the oblivious. But I see this Cho Sung Hui as a young man out of his country, out of his culture, and totally out of his mind through disconnect, through isolation, and in a situation where he simply found himself to be totally alone. You know, and we've got to work on this because blaming others is not on our work list. It's not about them out there. It's about you, it's about me, and it's about now. I think this country is in much more trouble than just Virginia Tech. I think that multiculturalism is the worst possible future for this nation. We have enough crisis with all of the ethnic groups that we have now that are really in so many ways at each other's throats. The Mexicans that have come to this country illegally are against all of the American citizens. They're fighting for their survival. You've got American blacks fighting for their survival against the Mexicans who are taking their jobs. You have those with foreign languages trying to push their language on America, causing even more disruption and more of this balkanization. And so have you ever seen a nation commit suicide? Well, the great historian Seymour Lipsitz, I think his name was, said that great nations are not destroyed from without. They are destroyed from within. They commit national suicide. And I think that is what's happening today with the United States of America. We are becoming so scattered, so at dis-ease with each other, especially all of these millions of people coming here from incompatible cultures, incompatible languages, that the melting pot has failed dramatically, and that we're all going to continue to become bigger and worse victims of this horrific shift. And from what America was, a successful, vibrant nation, taking in a minimal of immigrants each year, about 150,000, to one that's taking in 2, 3, and 4 million a year now. And as the crisis grows, and it will grow as the resources start to dwindle, you're going to see all sorts of violent chaos as a result. So that's the end of that particular column. I'm going to submit that to quite a few websites, and I thank you for listening. And now for those who would like to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. I'd like to hear what you have to say and what you think about the Virginia Tech massacre. And we have Jim from Texas on the phone. Jim, you have a few comments to make, sir. Thank you for holding on so long.
I have more than a few. And in the first place, Frosty, you didn't go back far enough. You went back to 1946.
Okay.
You should have went back to 1913.
Okay.
That's where you should have gone back to, because that's when the entire nation changed. For those who are not students of history, Theodore Roosevelt warned in 1904, 1903, that this nation, if it becomes a polyglot of cultures, is doomed. He warned that in 1903 or 4, because no nation, because he knew about the Balkans, he knew about that these multicultural societies never exist for long. They always destroy themselves.
Oh, and I agree. And in fact, I have a quote here by former Governor Richard Lamb of Colorado.
Right, and he gave a great speech in Colorado, and I don't know, several years ago,
right,
where he described in, what, 8 or 12 points?
8 points,
how
correct.
Do you destroy a nation?
Right.
And he laid it out exactly, and I understand that when he gave that speech, it was stone cold quiet in the audience.
That's right. Nobody, I was there. I reported that speech.
So at least I'm not wrong about that. I might be wrong about other things, but no nation can survive when people are in two categories: either they're intimidated minorities, or anybody that isn't an intimidated minority is automatically considered an oppressor. Now, Frosty, I know I've never oppressed anybody in my life, and I don't think you have. But the way our society is set up, that either you're one or the other. If you're not an intimidated minority, then you're automatically thrown in the other group of the oppressor. That's how these people work. The people that control us, the people that are working for the North American Union, the people that are working for open borders. You're either one or the other. So, Frosty, if you're not in a minority, then you're an oppressor. That's the way they work. That's the way I see it.
And, I agree with you, and you have a great deal of wisdom in this arena, because Teddy Roosevelt said those words that no nation that allows a polyglot of languages and ethnic groups can take over will long exist. And you see his great words coming to fruition right now as we face such things as Virginia Tech, this lone shooter, this disaffected. And the crisis is, of course, and I want to get, Jim, you inspired me to read another quote by Theodore Roosevelt, 1907. He's right here, and I've got a picture of him. He's standing in front of this crowd, and he says, and I quote, "In the first place, we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else, for it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. But this is the predicated upon a person's become in every facet an American and nothing but an American. There can be no divide allegiance here. Any man who says he is an American but has something else also isn't an American at all. We have room for only one flag, the American flag. We have room for only one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room for only one soul loyalty, and that is the loyalty to the American people," unquote. And we're losing that, Jim. We're losing it big time. We're losing it so fast, it makes my head spin how fast.
What if he was saying that anybody that comes here is welcome, but they must assimilate to the American ideal, which is free speech and all the other ideals that our opposition touts and throws in our face, to their benefit, so to speak. But they must submit to the American ideal. Otherwise, they're not an American.
That's exactly correct, and that's what you're finding across this nation right now.
Everybody says this is horrible, what happened in Virginia Tech. And I agree it's horrible, but we are reaping the whirlwind, so to speak, because we didn't abide by what our forefathers told us we should abide by. We listen to people that are in favor of the North American Union and unlimited aid to Israel and the whole thing. It's all one big ballpark. The Frankfurt School, we could spend hours talking about it, but you know what I'm talking about. It's the same people behind everything. You're either a victim or an oppressor. And right now, Frosty, we're oppressors. We've been named oppressors, and there's no way we can deny it.
And the really great crisis that comes with this, and I know Governor Lamb personally, and of course that speech that he made back in 2003 was the basis for my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences. And with his permission, I wrote the book, and I also added four other aspects on how America was being destroyed. And if you go down the line, it is coming to fruition, and that we are becoming our own victims. And Lamb said in one quote, and I have it right here, "We are the only country in history that ever deliberately changed its ethnic makeup, and history has few examples of diversity creating a stable society," unquote.
I mean,
that it tells you right there, Jim, and that's what that we're facing. That so. Well, I got to go on to the next caller,
sure,
but thanks for your wisdom, sir, and always appreciate your listening in, Jim. Okay, we have Ed in Illinois. Would you like to make a few comments, sir, about this very sad event that's happening in our country today?
Yes, Ed from Chicago.
Yes, sir. I'm from Chicago, born and raised in Chicago. Yes, sir.
Is that right? Okay, Southsider. Anyway, I'm just sitting there listening and. You know, you're talking about one people, you know, one. What do you make out of Congress people that have dual citizenship? How does, you know.
Well, we're no longer one people because we've already got 20 million illegal aliens in this country and they have
I know what you mean, but, right. I mean, do you know what I'm trying to say, though?
Right.
Where do we. What did we say about are there congressmen with dual citizenship?
Well, Chertoff is, I think, Michael Chertoff has dual citizenship. He's an Israeli,
yeah,
and he's also an American.
And like Barbara Boxer, and there's others.
Well, I know that guys like Gonzalez, the Attorney General, is a card-carrying La Raza advocate.
Yeah.
He's been a member of Maldeef and Amicha and La Raza. I know he's
right.
been a member of those particular organizations.
So
I know that Joe Baca, the congressman from California, is an advocate for La Raza.
Yeah. So where do we get off as a unified people? I mean,
we were at one time, but boy,
is it over or what?
Well, it's going to depend on how far we go down this gopher hole, how much longer we allow this massive immigration thing, this thing today, this whole VTech thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Connecting the Dots. Thanks for your calls. See you on the flip side of this commercial.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the good and the bad and the ugly has nearly spent this hour, and I've got one more caller here that I'm going to bring on in a second. I'd like to finish this segment here with a quote by Winston Churchill, and I quote, "Socialism is a philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Its inherent value is the equal sharing of misery," unquote. if you look at what's going across this country today, you're seeing such an incredible sharing of misery as we collapse all of our systems in this horrific immigration, both legal and illegal. And, of course, the one thing we found out at the Virginia Tech is that when you bring somebody from a disparate culture into the United States with a particular culture that we have, they could and do experience a kind of separation, a loneliness, and, of course, showing that violence is the one answer. They expressed it by blowing away 33 students and about 20 others being shot. If you have a comment, Henry from Connecticut, I'd love to hear it, sir, and good evening, and welcome to the show.
Yes. Yeah, all right. Oh, hello. Two things, or a couple of things. One is Churchill was a part of it. He was working with Roosevelt, and Churchill was a Mason, and he wanted world communism. So that thing that you read, it might have been something he addressed to the people, to the masses on one end. Well, he was scheming back then with the euro and the one European currency and everything else. The other thing you mentioned, Roosevelt. Roosevelt, it was related to Theodore. Roosevelt was related to Franklin Roosevelt.
Right. They were cousins,
and,
I think.
Right. Right. And they were both Khazars, and they were related somewhere out to Rothschild. So they were working with the stuff, too. But the other thing is this. You had a caller that mentioned about a speech with nine points of multiculturalism, and you said you were there. What was that guy's name? Not the caller.
Governor Richard Lamb spoke at a fair conference in October of 2003, and I was there. I was the only journalist, and I actually reported it. It was published originally on MishNews.com, and it was the basis of my book, Immigrations and Armed Invasion, Deadly Consequences. And in those 8 points, he showed how America was. It was called How to Destroy America, and every point, and it's been translated into French, Dutch, and German at this point.
All right, so I can get a copy of this. It's in your book. Is that it?
Yeah, you can get a copy, or just you can email me at frostywoodridge.com or at frostyw@juno.com, and I'll send you the original speech.
Okay, but the speech, the whole thing is inside your book, though, also?
Oh, yeah, it's also inside my book, yeah. It's,
okay,
it's on the
so
first chapter, and it's the basis of the book, verbatim.
Okay, so if I write a book, I would have it.
Yep, you sure would.
Same thing as what people got in German and French.
Yep, you
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to Amazon, you can go to Author House, you can go to Barnes & Noble, and the book's right there. And then there's a lot of people who've written about the book, and they're all sitting there going, oh, my God, this thing is happening.
All right,
and,
let me move on so that I'll take too
much time. Sure, okay.
Then somebody, I think the same caller mentioned somebody in 1908 or 1920, something mentioned something, or was that Roosevelt?
That was Roosevelt, 1907, right. Made that speech.
All right. Well, I'll say this. I won't go through this, but apparently it seems to be proven to be true. Doesn't mean anybody, but, you know, the thing, the situation with the African-Americans in the South, that was an unfortunate thing because they were brought here as slaves and so forth. At least they wanted to be Americans and so forth.
Right.
But after the Civil Rights Movement, that was one thing. But the when they changed that thing in 65 and brought all these other people here,
right?
I think it was done deliberately because every country or civilization has done that, like even ancient
right.
Rome.
Well, we're running out of time.
Done. Okay, yeah, I'll let you go. All right, nice talking to you. Bye.
Thank you so much. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Frosty Wildridge Connecting the Dots. It's been an honor and a pleasure to share with you this evening. I wish it was a more upbeat show. I hope that we can pull out of this nosedive. And as you all know, I'm looking for a 10-year moratorium on all immigration. And that we manifest Americanism, the English language, and the American way of life for all of our citizens, and we do not deviate from that very successful formula. Because if we do, we're looking at a very sad ending. Thanks for joining us on the show tonight. We'll see you on Thursday. Have a great evening, and God bless, and Godspeed. With